AfterBuzz TV listeners, want to share your opinions, give feedback, or tell us what you're thinking? Send us a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send us audio that might end up in a future episode of our after show. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform we use to publish and distribute our podcast to you for free. You could send us voice messages about all sorts of topics, questions you have for us, what you think of our format, something you want us to do better, your best impression of one of the characters, anything you can think of. We'll see all of your messages and we might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send us a voice message right now from wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in the show notes. We can't wait to hear from you.
Dear ABC, this cannot be the end. We're going to have to work something out because here at Whiskey Cavalier After Show on AfterBuzz TV, we are not okay. Guys, stay tuned to find out why.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Music makes me happy, though.
Guys, welcome back to our ABC Whiskey Cavalier After Show. I'm one of your hosts, Linda Entwee, and I cannot believe that this is our season series finale. I can't believe it. I'm in shock.
Yeah.
Guys, hello. Welcome back.
I am Monica Ortega, a.k.a. Beer Brandy.
Hi, I'm Monsi Bolanos, a.k.a. Tequila Rex.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say my a.k.a. because I always forget it.
It's all right.
Guess what? I'm Bellini Bobby.
13 episodes later, almost.
It's because I lied. I don't like Bellinis. That's the problem.
It is.
It's true.
Guys, overall thoughts.
Hold on, I'm on.
I'll tell you my overall thought.
I can't.
If you're listening on iTunes, you're just gonna have to watch because I can't even explain what just happened.
That's how I feel about this. That is how I feel about this episode and the show ending.
I just, you know, I went through so many emotions in this episode. For a second, I was like, am I watching The Walking Dead? What am I watching? It took so many turns. And then at the end, the last emotion was anger. But I wasn't angry until the very end. What did we just watch?
I mean, they can't do that to us. Like that, you can't end a series on a cliffhanger like that.
Since when was
that even going to be a thing? So my overall thoughts was, I really enjoyed the episode. I love that the chemistry with the team finally seemed like in sync.
Yeah.
Monty, why does your face look like that?
I just, you know, I have so many thoughts. Like, who approved that?
You want some more whiskey?
Who in ABC was like, yes, we're going to edit it that way. I can't get over it. I can't. And I also realize how much I don't like Tina. I also don't think I've never seen that actress in anything else, but I this role did not suit her, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Her acting skills, if I judged it off of this, it's like that role was not for you. Mm. And I felt like that the whole time. It even sealed it today. The darkness of her, like, finally revealed. I was like, girl, I don't believe anything coming out of your mouth. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
And she might be a great actress, but this is the only thing I can judge her
from. She was on Grey's Anatomy. She did a good job on that, but yeah, I get
very, very small, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe briefly, but...
The one thing I will say that I did like about this episode is I felt like it did take me on a journey. I feel like a lot of these episodes you can kind of just float through sometimes, where this, there was so much going on and so many different emotions that I really liked the episode, but I agree. I ended with anger.
I really liked the episode. I thought it was very cohesive, and I just loved the team, and I loved the journey like that, to be honest, and the Alps and all of it. But this twist, like, you could have just... ended it with will they, won't they kiss, and that'd been cool.
Yeah.
And if it didn't come back,
yeah,
I'd be like, okay. But you guys had to go all the way there. You had like 5 extra seconds. You're like, hey, let's do this.
I feel like they wanted so badly to have a season 2. They were like, you know what? We're gonna leave that in. We're gonna leave it in so they have to.
I mean,
but what if they? You know what? What if they don't?
I know. It's a bold move.
What if they don't?
That's the whole problem.
That's what I do not think that was the right choice.
I don't either.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
We and It was so out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were tying up all the loose ends.
And you guys knew he wasn't dead.
That was another one where we could have been, you interpret it how you want. Do you believe he's dead? Do you know, you that and then the kiss.
Yeah, right.
Ended like that.
Yeah,
totally. Your own personal opinion as to what happened. But no.
And you shouldn't have killed my girlfriend, for real? Okay. Anyways, let's try to get some order here, because we could go on about this ending this whole show.
Yeah.
But we will go through it. So, they're in New York City, and some randoms walk into a bar. And
forgot about the randoms.
Let me say this. There were so many things. I mean, Monty said it too. Why all of a sudden people are walking in? They haven't walked in all season. And then Monica said, well, why is the door not locked with these FBI are they special not agents?
CIA agents? Ooh, and God. You didn't lock the door?
Right. Top secret stuff? Come on, man.
And that's your den where, you know, you have that super secret place downstairs that Jay has, but y'all have the front door. Okay.
And twice?
I watch a lot of 48 Hours, and that's how people get killed. Moving on. They go, so we see Paul. Paul's back.
Yes.
He's undercover. And they're at the Alps with the big bad Allerman. And he's trying to do this, like, Bitcoin. It's not Bitcoin.
What?
That's 100 million and untraceable bear bonds.
It's not Bitcoin. Not Bitcoin.
She's got her own personal feelings about it, yeah. Apparently.
A lot of financial stuff in a little container.
Right. Everything is Bitcoin to me. And then this is where we find out that Tina is actually the traitor. What were your thoughts on that? And did you think that that was going to happen in that way?
Well, didn't they reveal that in another episode? Or was that just...
Kind of just hinted, alluded, okay. I think.
We didn't know she was, just with the gun and the pink candle.
Yeah, that's what okay. It was. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of anticlimactic. Like, it was such a build-up that she was going to be the bad guy. And then it was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm on that side. Oh.
What'd you think?
It was fine. It didn't bother me. I think we were all expecting it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we would have been at all satisfied in any way they did it. We were just expecting it. It was never going to be fulfilled because of the gun thing. Like, that gun thing was super exciting.
Yeah.
That moment was the moment for me, even though they didn't explicitly say it. Yes, she explicitly said it today. It was fine. I mean, we had to find out somehow.
Yeah, they're going to need a second season.
There's just so many things, you know.
So many
questions.
Because
now that you said that, I think about how important that gun was throughout the last, like, few episodes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they just killed her.
Kind of threw it away.
Yeah. And, like, could we have seen the... I don't know.
Yeah.
Why was the gun important? Now it's not important. Now she's dead.
Right. And that's how I thought we were going to find out. That they were going to find out that she killed Emma. I didn't think we were going to find out that she was giving the information about the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, by the way, I killed Emma and I would kill you too.
Girl, I don't believe
that's
you.
That's it? That's it? That's how you're going to throw that out there? Just like that?
Yeah.
Moving on.
No me gusta.
There's, like, so much hostility at this table.
But we enjoyed the... That's what's funny is enjoyed it.
I love this episode.
Until...
Yeah, I don't like the ending.
The end.
Yeah, totally.
Because now you have me... With questions.
Yeah, yep. We're analyzing it even more than that we
exactly,
think about it.
That's exactly what's happening. I would have been, like I said, I would have been cool with the almost kiss.
They were tying it up, all the loose endings, and then that.
This is crazy. We enjoyed the episode. It sounds like we did it. We enjoyed it. We were grabbing each other, like, screaming, gasping. And then at the end, it was like, you just sucked the life out of us, ABC.
I feel like we're feeling what all the fans are feeling right now.
Oh, and they are not happy.
Which they're not happy because... And then, of course, we go live right afterwards, so you're getting it all right now. But I do feel like this is how the fans are feeling, too. Oh,
I can pull up Twitter, if you like.
Right now.
They
are blowing it up.
And actually, Save Whiskey Cavalier is actually trending in the USA, so I will say that. But, guys, that ending was... I guess it has a shook,
It was not the right choice. Leave it open-ended. And then if it comes back... Then you open with that scene.
For real? Yeah.
Boom! Hello. Roasted! Hello!
We're going to need, ABC, we're going to need a second season. Because this right here, we can't just be like hanging like this.
We should have made more drinks for this episode.
What?
For real. Let's talk about Paul, Jay, and Standish. So we see after the Alps that the guy, like, knocks out his teeth. There's the big fight. And I actually really liked that ski fight.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yes.
I loved how Will, like, skied backwards and was shooting. I was like, oh, I could do that.
Could you, though?
I mean, I can't ski backwards, no. And I've never held a gun, so probably not. But, you know, that
was
my mind.
It was a beautiful scene. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything with the mountains and then the skiing and the snowmobiling. And,
yeah.
So good. I will say, I noticed a thing. There was one shot where I could see the drone, and I was like, wait, is that drone supposed to be there? And then the next shot was, like, Will from a drone's point of view, and I was like, oh. So, don't know if anyone else caught that, but.
So, Paul comes back, and I didn't realize that the teeth thing was so important, but it was in that moment when he's like, oh, he knocked out my teeth, see?
On the plan.
I mean.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, don't go see random dentists. That's what Allerman said.
Yeah.
Don't do it. You know, and Allerman was a good, big, bad guy throughout the season.
He's a great actor, too.
Yeah, so. Like, I enjoyed him, and I disliked him. Like, that's how good he was, you know? And his story, his arc was really good.
Yeah.
And I think that's the Tina arc was, I don't think it was delivered right. You know what I mean? I don't think she had the right tools at hand to deliver the character the way I can imagine somebody else doing it.
Listen, Monse, I said this before and I'll say it again. She was in Prague with her family. She said, if y'all gonna have me out here for months and months and months, someone's gonna pay me and we're gonna bring in checks.
For sure.
Everyone's bringing in checks.
I'm not judging what she has done to get work. I'm judging her work. That's what it is. Does it come down to the writing? Does it come, you know? You could blame a lot of stuff.
I mean, unless there's a writer only specifically for her.
But, you know, they could focus on other characters more, and this could be something that they... I'm just saying, if it was an afterthought, she was never part of the plan, and she literally is like, you're going to pay me because my family's here.
That's exactly it.
So then, you know.
They wrote it like that.
That's hard to cast, too, because then you don't have the chemistry. You're not casting based on a character. You're casting based on the person that's in front of you.
Yeah.
And let me not say that that is fact. That's just what I would do.
Right.
If it was me and my family.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you don't just want to enjoy Europe?
Well, I wanted that. But that's what she did. She wasn't in it from the beginning. She enjoyed it for a few months, and then she was like, ooh, we're still here. I'm going to need some money. Anyways, move on.
Because my husband, the lead, doesn't make enough money. Come on.
You know how actors are. Creatives are. You always want to be creating.
I think I'd be cool sitting in the chalet with a glass of wine and just hanging back with the kids.
I would make one cameo.
Yeah.
One.
I'd want to be dead girl number three. And then
let me tell you with a cocktail. Let me let you in on a little secret. These two winos.
We would definitely do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Dead girl number two with a cocktail in the hand. Done. And then I can enjoy the rest of Europe. And then I've got to come back to the States and then I'll work again.
Boom. Yep.
Boom.
Give me a good fight scene and then a really bloody death.
Treat yourself.
At least we are consistent. I've lost control in the first 10 minutes. We're consistent.
We're going to blame ABC on this, though. Because what did you do? Who approved that editing? I don't understand. You know, it went through several people. Like, lots of people said that's the way we're going to end the show. That's a good one.
Okay.
Several people said that.
Yeah. How did that get passed through all of them?
Let's talk about Frankie, Will, and Susan and that whole little dynamic. But before we do that, let's talk about our network.
Yeah, our network is so great. We just want to really thank all of you guys for always tuning in, listening, watching, just having fun with us here at AfterBuzz TV. We really want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We couldn't do it without you, and we still can't. So we would love it if you guys could subscribe, give us ratings on iTunes, leave us a comment, follow us back, follow the network back. We love you. We appreciate you. We enjoy this. We hope you do, too.
Yes. And shout out to the live chat right now. It's popping. Lenita Lias, Fantastic Family Adventures, Sweaty 15-1. Okay. Sorry if I'm butchering that. Sweetie. I don't know. What does that say? Sweetify Teen. ER's Grandpa. Hello, guys. Ear's grandpa is saying that Tina needed a mustache to twirl. And Lenita says the writers probably didn't know that the show was going to get canceled, so that's why it's the way it is. And I can't say this name, but the one, the teen one, mm-hmm. she's like, Netflix needs to pick up this show like they did with Lucifer.
Yeah.
Totally go ahead agree. With the wisdom. That's exactly what needs to happen. And totally Netflix agree. Has Netflix money, so go ahead, Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Somebody stream it. It would be watched. You know, oh, people for sure. will watch it.
Yeah.
For sure. People were enjoying it.
Loving it.
Yeah.
And I feel like they just got their
groove
totally. And their, what's the word that I'm looking for? Their sea legs. They got their sea legs.
Their sea legs?
That's the word
instead of groove? Is that not a thing out here?
It is a thing. Is it? Maybe not as big as you think it is. What it's thing? Like a thing if you're on a boat.
I've never heard that in my life.
These two don't know. Have you not heard that where you're like, hey, they finally got their sea legs and now they can go. They need like
I have
to
it
swim.
On a boat.
Moving on from these two.
What?
You've never heard that before?
No, never. I don't even know what you're saying.
She's Canadian.
What? So for those of you who don't understand like me, they got their groove back. Their chemistry was kicking, you know?
None of the swimming in the ocean. What are you saying?
Swimming in the ocean?
What? These are sea legs.
This is going downhill fast.
What are we need to talk about Susan. Let's talk about Susan and Ray and their relationship. What were you thinking in this episode about them?
Love them, love them, love them. I want a season two just for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a spinoff.
Oh my God, a spinoff of Susan and Ray.
Yes.
That'd be so good.
That would be really, really good. What do you think?
I agree. I really enjoyed them from the minute that they put them together in the show. You know, they've made it fun and light, and I like that she kind of didn't change. Yes, at the end, she was like, I like you, but she still didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
She only did it because it was almost a life or death situation, you know? So I'm all for it. I would love the season two to continue just so I could see them. I agree with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to continue to say season two.
See what happens. Manifest it.
Throw that out there. Put yes. Yes. Okay, so the Trust is planning this big attack. And so what we see happen is the two randos aren't really randos. They are contract killers of Allerman's, and they had these big guns with lasers and they shot up the entire place.
Yeah. That's why it was the last episode. Cause they destroyed the set. Like, we can't do this.
For real.
Wrap it up.
And, what did you guys think of that scene? And I don't know if it was the guns or if the two people were too old.
That had to be.
Because when the guy was shooting, he was closing his eyes. But it's like, that can't be helping you. And you have a red laser. Isn't that supposed to be for accuracy?
Well, they had to explain the fact that they didn't hit anybody.
Yes.
And I mean, literally, the bullets were hitting the top of the bar while they're crawling underneath. And I'm like, you can't tell that they're not up there?
Something was going on with the two oldies because Paul came down from the sky and with one hit, pow, got him.
I mean, that was like right on top of her.
Though. That was awesome, though.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I wish somebody would have been hit, like not killed, but like a leg, the shoulder.
I mean,
come on, man.
Okay, yeah. So the two didn't do it, but then all the outside shots, no one still?
Still.
They were just running past all of the red lasers they weren't bullets.
Y'all are ninjas.
Maybe the two randos were just a little too slow for them. Let's say that.
They weren't slow. They were just inaccurate. They're like shooting up here.
Yeah, dude was closing his eyes. That's why you were missing. You're bad. So we find out that this was all part of Allerman's plan, and he's gonna force the team to do this mission. And to get them to do it, they sacrifice Paul in the most gruesome way that this happy-go-lucky show had me shook.
Yeah.
Because I was like, are his eyes popping up? I don't watch Walking Dead because of this.
Right.
Like, it was a lot. What did you guys think?
I was like, oh, here's the 10 p.m. slot. Like,
yes!
It just got real dark.
Yes. This whole time I've said that. It's not a 10 p.m. show. And then they did that and I was like, huh. Okay.
So
You want to do this now? Cool. It was not expected. I didn't enjoy it, to be honest with you.
I
just don't think it fit. And I like Walking Dead. Like, you know, that's way more gruesome. I'm not saying it's exactly the same. Yeah. There's some more gruesome stuff in there. But I just don't think it fit well. And I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't fit the show. But I did like it because I was like, oh, it's a different dynamic, but not for a finale when the show's not coming back.
You can't just start throwing in things just because you think it's going to look cool. Like, you got to go with how the show has been going this whole series. Just a quick note for you, Tequila, from ER's grandpa. Tequila's homework, research meaning of sea legs. Thank you, ER grandpa. Thanks very much. So they find out that they are going to Prague on this mission for the Global Economic Summit, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And basically they're going to steal from this rich dude and fund the trust. What did you think of the mission? And did you think that they had to sacrifice not only Paul, but Ray, right? Because Ray was the one that got... That was pretty brutal, too. With the thing in the neck and the blood. Ugh.
Yeah. I didn't mind the mission. I thought that the way that they kind of went about it was really clever. So I enjoyed watching it go down.
Okay.
Not that I want to sacrifice Ray, because he's pretty much my favorite. But I did say that I'm surprised in a show like this that they haven't killed off any of the main characters.
But have they?
Well, the ending. But I'm just saying, like, up until halfway through the show, I said I'm surprised in a show like this that they haven't lost any of the, you know,
the main characters.
And maybe they heard you and thought, we'll throw that
I'm
in.
I'm so sorry, guys.
At the end.
I did this. I brought this
Monica
on.
Because Monica thinks, like, someone needs to go.
Yeah. You did say that.
No!
You manifested it.
Right. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I really enjoyed it. I liked that whole mission. The whole switching of the briefcase. The reporter that Frankie was.
Yep.
The diplomat. You know, I liked that whole thing. And it's funny because finally, like, you start to catch the things that they have been doing throughout the season. Like when Jay told Frankie, be careful with that microphone.
Yeah.
Like little things that in episode 1, 2, 3, we probably wouldn't have caught.
Yeah.
And it's like that instantly, I was like, that's a weapon. That's going to do something.
Yeah.
But it's so casual. And now, you know, finally we're like getting into it.
Yeah.
Don't take it away.
What are you
doing, ABC?
We're going to need a second season. I'm just going to keep saying that, and someone's going to have to hear me.
It's upsetting. You should have just done a bad episode and then just ended it, and we would have just been over.
Just everybody dies.
Instead, you decide to do a good episode up until the last minute and leave us like this.
And I don't want to say that it wasn't... The ending was not... That it was not good. It was shocking. And for me...
Not good for a series finale.
I don't.
But they didn't know it was.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But I still think they could have gone back and pulled the last 5 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah,
and had it end that
on
way.
The kiss part where they almost kissed. That's what I've been saying. But you're all going to have to do second season because you went there. So we're going there too.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about Tina and Standish and their relationship and how I called it that it had to be him that took her out. Overall thoughts on that whole thing and how that came about and how she was like, it was weird because in the beginning of the episode, she was all trying to be lovey-dovey and he was being standoffish a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Standoffish. and then all of a sudden she just flipped it and she was like, oh, I could kill you and all this stuff. What do you guys think?
I think it was probably part of the mission for her to come in the middle of him doing stuff to get intel.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he just is standoffish when he's working and that hasn't been seen before.
Mm.
But, you know, I've never really cared for their chemistry and relationship. So when it switched, it wasn't like, I wasn't heartbroken. It was like, okay, well, there it is.
Yeah,
like,
it's finally revealed.
Yeah, so I didn't feel very invested in their relationship for it to be shocking. Mm-hmm. But I did love that he took her out.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Didn't actually see that coming. I knew something was coming.
Yeah.
But
Didn't see that.
Although I called it.
Yes.
I was like, it has to be him. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But pow.
Yeah.
There it was. Yep. What do you think?
Literally what you both just said.
All of that.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I couldn't... I don't want to say it because it's going to be the same exact stuff. Honestly. From beginning to end. Shocking at the end. Didn't care. Wasn't invested. Let's move on.
Okay, so Ray has these magnetized nanoparticles, and they're unactivated. So they get the mission, they do the mission, but then they find out that they have to track Olerman through this necklace, this thing on Ray's neck. It was like a necklace, but like a choker.
It's like a dog collar, like an electric fence collar.
And almost kind of like, they used kind of GPS is what I assume, because he was trying to get the signal from when he was pressing the button to affect Ray. Mm-hmm. So almost like a GPS also involved in the dog collar that's supposed to alleviate what was happening to Paul, but not sure.
Right.
He made that very quickly in the van.
Yeah.
Well, he's very handy.
He is.
He's very handsome.
And very fresh, just on spot.
Yes, you know? Yes. True. But what did you think of that? Did you, because that wasn't something I would have envisioned. Like, okay, put the collar on and it blocks the beta, whatever, blockers. I'm making that up, whatever they are, nano blockers.
I would have thought that there has to be something to counteract what he put in him. Mm-hmm. But the GPS part I didn't expect as a way to track him and block it, I thought was very clever.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they hinted it when, right? I figured it out right when he was measuring his neck and he was like, oh, I'm looking for the suit. I actually instantly thought he's going to try and do something. And the reason is because of the head thing. Like, this is the closest to the head. So I actually instantly thought
you got that. I did not.
But not the GPS thing, being able to, you know, find Olerman that way. I didn't think that was going to happen for sure. Mm. But I did think, oh, he's going to try and do something for to save the waves, whatever, around his neck.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
She was on it.
I was on it.
Let's talk about Olerman saying that basically money makes the world go round. Do you guys agree with that statement or no?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Real talk.
Really, yeah, unfortunately.
Real talk. It just took a real big turn here. I'm needing some more whiskey.
No, I only say that because Will was like, oh, he's trying to be all happy and go lucky. He's like, you disappoint me. You know, you really are just making the trust just about money. Well, yeah, it's called the trust.
Yeah.
It's about money.
Yeah. And almost every crime that does happen is because of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So wake up, Will.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Come on.
So we also have in that moment Standish being sad. And did you believe that he was actually going to be was crying in the bathroom over Tina?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. They kind of hinted that he had an emotional side throughout the season, even though they never really showed us. But they definitely always alluded to that he was more normal, not a spy, had more emotion. So I did believe it, totally.
Hmm. I believed it. I don't think that he was maybe crying because he loved her so much.
Yes.
But more just like that he got duped, that, you know, there's a lot of emotions that go into your girlfriend being a killer.
Yeah. Like there's,
I would imagine.
I'll take that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I'll take that. I don't take the other stuff. Okay, so then we find out that Olerman is double-crossing everyone and he wants to assassinate the Minister of Finance. And Standish saves the day. Yeehaw, yeehaw. And I thought it was funny where he's like, spread the word, I'm single again with.
No, yeah, yeehaw, yeehaw.
Yeehaw, yeehaw. Like, yay.
It's just funny.
Oh, yay. Like, yay. Standish saved the day.
I'm going to start saying legs. That. Yeehaw, yeehaw.
Yeehaw. You know what? You too. It's fine.
It is. We enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
We enjoyed it.
I thought it was funny that he was like, spread the word, I'm single again.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, I guess my thought was, okay, so if he's going to be the funny man, because he is also the comic relief on this, I wasn't expecting to take him out like that.
Because I don't think he's dead. I don't think he's dead.
Oh, I don't know. He seemed to take a knife right in the heart.
Because of that. He's the I think, like, if they are able to do a second season, Olerman is going, like, did that, but is actually going to have him, you know, as a prisoner and use him for something.
Yeah. I guess he could have stabbed him in the shoulder. To me, it just looked like it was, like, right in the heart. And it was, you know, a finale. So I would have thought that he would
they're going to need a season two.
Yeah. because that makes no sense to kill him. I agree. So even if this was your plan for season two, you better not have killed him. That makes no sense.
Yeah, at all.
That season makes no sense.
Work that out. We end it with Ray in the hospital too, with minimal brain damage, which I thought was so funny. That they're like, we probably won't notice.
Yeah.
And the relationship with Susan and him kind of being solidified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything,
I'm on board.
Anything else you want to talk about with this episode?
Two things, actually. I did really like when Will was approached to be told about the relationship with Susan and Ray when Susan came over.
Yeah.
And he already knew. I liked that.
I did.
I thought that was great writing because, mm-hmm. It's good that he knew and that he was like, I knew this was, I'm going to let you do it, you know?
Yeah.
And techie stuff that we had today that was really cool was when Ray's badge miraculously got the barcode to go in. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was my favorite.
Which they've done some really cool, fun chase scenes, action scenes, but that looked really cool.
The tech in this episode was off the chain for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really, really good. That's why they need a season two.
Yeah. That was season two. It was fun. That moment where you and I were like, it was cool. Like, we enjoyed that. It was good. It was awesome. It was good.
Yes. Any final words over there?
Season two.
There you go.
There it is.
Let's move on to our special segment, Mixing It Up.
Oh, ladies. All right. So there's only one way to end this show season, this season, because there will be a season two. And it's the same way that Susan was saying her somewhat goodbye to Ray. And that is by taking a shot. So, cheers.
Salud, Whiskey Cavalier.
Oh, dang. That's a big glass. That's a big glass. It's not tequila.
Let's move on. Woo. You guys, let's move on to some news and gossip real quick.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, for news and gossip, as I pull it up really quick here, guys, there was a few things that I wanted to show you. So, the first photo I have here is all over social media. Everyone knows we're trying to save Whiskey Cavalier. And so, one person put, I am really hoping tonight is not the last episode of Whiskey Cavalier. I haven't watched a network show in over a decade.
Wow.
This has me tuning in every Whiskey Wednesday. Please, at ABC Network, listen to the people. We want more. Well said. So true. And, like, look at that.
What?
Someone has started a change.org, Save Whiskey Cavalier petition. So you guys can go to change.org, Save Whiskey Cavalier, and sign the petition. This was this afternoon, and it was already at almost 3,000 signatures, and they're looking for 5. So I'm sure by that watching this, that's already at 5.
Yeah.
And then they have a Project SOS, Save Our Spies, which I think is pretty catchy. And hi, Whiskey Cavalier fans. We're taking a new step in our fight to save Whiskey Cavalier. We're naming our mission SOS, Save Our Spies. In the digital age, real life protests go a long way. So before Twitter, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to be mailing a small shot glass to Warner Brothers headquarters. They have the address there. So if you guys want to take a part of this, make sure you go to Winky Virus and hashtag this SOS Save Our Spies.
Mm-hmm.
And then David Hemmingson, who is the executive producer and creator of Whiskey Cavalier, he posted a while back ago that I want to go to the other one where he says, maximum love to all of our Whiskey Cavalier fans, especially Wine the Walker, who created this amazing poster. Keep your fingers crossed and please keep the love coming. There's still a chance. So the creator saying there's still a chance. There's still a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix.
Season two.
Netflix.
And then today David went ahead and tweeted that tonight's the night, it's do or die. Your Whiskey Cavalier season finale premieres at 10. I know that you've heard we're canceled, but we have one last shot. We need you now more than ever to show your support using hashtag Save Whiskey Cavalier and tagging at ABC Network. So guys, make sure you're doing that. Wherever you are on social media, go ahead and hit them up and let's try to save this show and have a season two. Guys, you ready for our special segment?
Oh, heat versus Heart?
Yes.
Is it time?
It's time. It's time for Heat versus Heart. And I really want you guys to think about the questions.
So much
and
thinking.
Don't think too hard. Like, just what's the first thing that comes to your mind? All right?
Dale.
Here we go. Would you relocate for love?
Yes.
Ooh. You said it was, I'm actually looking for love so I can relocate. So.
Maybe it's not as black and white. Maybe.
What's the maybe?
Location.
Okay.
My place in life.
Okay.
So a couple. I'm not saying no, but it wouldn't be that easy.
Got it. What's more important, sexual chemistry or spending time together?
Sexual chemistry.
Oh, God, you have to have both. Sexual chemistry. Well, I can't.
You have
if you spend time together have chemistry, you're just friends.
Yeah, I got lots of friends.
I plead the fifth.
I got lots of friends.
Did you say you plead the fifth?
Yeah.
How often should your partner communicate with you throughout the day?
I'm a big communicator, so I'm kind of this is bad, but it's like an all day every day. But even like every few hours or something, if you're busy, I get it. But I just need to know what's going on. That makes me sound crazy.
No, I mean I get what she's saying, but it's if I'm busy, I feel like. I understand being busy because I'm always busy and sometimes I lose track of time. Mm-hmm. So I try and keep an open mind about that because of my lifestyle. So I try to not, even though sometimes I'm like, I haven't heard from this mother, you know?
I think you also get an idea of the person. If they are like the person that texts all the time and then they're not, then you're like, what?
Yeah. Right. But I agree that a text can take 10 seconds. I just try and keep in mind sometimes how I literally don't want 10 seconds to send a text because I'm so busy.
Yeah.
So... I try and be fair sometimes, you know?
If it's more than 4 or 5 hours, I know you went to the bathroom and looked at your phone somewhere in there.
When do you think a person is ready for marriage?
When they're happy with their own self and their place in life.
Oh, wow. That was deep.
Whoa. Deep. I can't answer
you
after
can.
That.
You can't. I was about to say, next question.
No, yeah.
Because you can't.
That should be the answer.
Okay, so here we go. We've touched on this before. And so the disclaimer is you just have to define it.
Oh, no.
What would you define as cheating?
Having an emotional attachment to someone else or physical.
Yeah.
And or?
And or, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. That could be down to a text in reality. Cheating could be as simple as a text. And then at the same time, you know, obviously way beyond that. But I think emotional does mean a lot.
That's tough. I agree. I mean, it is tough. Yeah. Guys, we have loved being with you guys all season long. Make sure you're hashtagging Save Whiskey Cavalier. Let's make it a second season. And we'll see you again. Guys, let's continue the conversation. You can find me all across social media at Linda So Girly.
You can find me at Monica Goes Show.
You can find me across social media at Monse Bolanos.
Save Whiskey.
Yeah.
Season two. Guys, we miss you so much. We'll miss you. Bye for now.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.